Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. It's been a while since I've been on Blog Talk. I noticed that they changed the format, and I can't look at my stats. I can still see my messages. I can't look at the stats and know, like, how many of you are listening. But for those of you who are listening, I do thank you. And I always appreciate people like you in the world who do want to learn, who understand that you can't just stop with pastors in the Bible. You have to do research, and you have to understand that men do deceive. And they deceive on a regular basis, whether it be at work, whether it be at home, whether it be as you're driving down the road. Men deceive, and that's why we're talking about true faith today. Because I don't want a lot of you, when it's all said and done in your lives, and if you lose your lives before you believe that you will lose your life, that you find yourself in the kingdom of opposition, in the kingdom of darkness, being tortured and being tormented. See, I don't want that. That's the main reason why I do what I do. My main reason, besides, I know that the Most High cares for people, and he wants people to learn the truth. So with that being said, I'm going to begin to go into this. I'm only going to talk for a few minutes today. You know, I'm going to bring more broadcasts, and pretty soon you'll be able to see me live in person. But right now, we're going to just continue with these YouTube and Blog Talk broadcasts. And for those of you who've never been on my YouTube channel, I haven't been on my YouTube channel because I'm locked out of it. But if you type in Prophet David Howard Jr., you can see some of the things that I teach on YouTube. And again, I have nothing personal against anyone. It's just the fact that I need to teach what I teach, because you got men in this world that are trying to set themselves up as if they are God, and they're going to take the next step, which is talked about in the scripture, which is the mark of the beast. They're going to try to take that next step. So I just want to talk to you a little bit today, you know, and I'm going to mention some scriptures, and I want you to go and read them for yourself. But I just feel like I need to have this conversation, because what I'm noticing is, and I used to label myself as a Christian as well. The Most High doesn't really want you to label yourself, because he wants you to understand that you're not going to be saved by belonging to any of these world religions. These world religions are controlled by men and evil spirits behind the scenes. And if you don't believe that, just understand this. Muslims, and some of them claim to be devout, some of them are devout to their cause, to their religion. They watch the most porn in the world. Okay? Christianity, if you could be a fly on the wall in most of these people's houses, all you got to do is look at the people who's singing about it. James Fortune, I have James Fortune CDs. But James Fortune just beat his wife over the head with some type of vase. I mean, you got them beating their wives. You got the other guy who sings some of the greatest gospel songs ever made, Israel Houghton. And he left his wife for a heathen type of woman. Now, on that talk show, just talking all weird and bizarre. And the Most High does not agree with the things that she speaks. But yet, he laid with her. And he left his wife for Now, see, this is the type of stuff I be talking about. This is the type of stuff I talk about. But see, most of y'all, you only want to go by outward appearance. And you claim that you belong to the Messiah, the one that you call Jesus, and you know that I know and I teach you that that's not his name. But you wanna go against what he said. He told you not to judge by outward appearance. He basically wants us to be so in tune with the Spirit that we can properly discern each and every person. But see, when you know most of you, you know, I'm just going to say it. Most of y'all trust white people more than anybody else. And let me tell you something. There's some through the years that's been okay. There's some through the years who their actions were good actions. For example, you have John Brown, who fought to his death to help us who are free today, ancestors, be free in his day from slavery. And so did Wilbur Wilberforce. And both of them deserve black colleges to be named after them. They deserve it. Let's be honest here. Let's be honest. If you're a real believer, if you going towards being a true believer, then one the number one thing that you have to be able to embrace is honesty. Honesty in all situations, spiritually and earthly. And the honest thing is that most white people, not only are they not going to do nothing to make things equal in this earth, but they're going to enjoy the advantages that they have. That's a fact. That's not being racist. That's being honest. Because I'm telling you right now, any true believer, I don't care what color you are. But the problem is you got people making up religions. They're making up religions. They're changing religions because they have the military might. And that's what the Romans did in their day. Other groups as well. They use their military might to enforce religions on people that's just not truth. That are secretly based on pagan deities. And I talk about that on this show. But the problem is, so most of y'all is too busy chasing, trying to look saved, and chasing pastors and religions because you think you saved by belonging. You're not saved by belonging. You saved by believing. Now, Jeremiah 17, verse 5 says, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man." Why? Because men are pedophiles. I just was listening to Steve Harvey the other day. The woman wrote in about the pastor that she had been messing around with on her husband, hasn't told him, and it may be his. And the pastor, he probably knows it's his, because Steve Harvey was talking about in the letter how the pastor told her, "You need to tell your husband about our relationship." What kind of stuff is that? You a pastor. But see, that's not people. I'm under grace. I'm under grace. I'm under grace. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, sex. Not married. Extramarital. Well, I just believe that God gonna forgive me. Okay. But most of you don't even know how to receive forgiveness. Most of you don't know how to repent, don't know what repentance really is. So how can you repent? You don't know what it is. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, it says by faith you are saved. So in other words, the evidence of you being saved is the changed life. Not perfect, because guess what? Just like if you read my description of this broadcast, for every one person or one spirit that the Most High places in your life, the enemy, the evil one, I believe, based on research, will put 7. And that's why we have so many problems on these jobs. you're better off not even telling people what you believe and not even trying to let your light shine on these jobs. Because guess what? Even the so-called believers will turn against you at times. They'll turn against you. If you want to be strong in your faith, then you're going to have to work for yourself. You're going to have to save your money up, make sure your bills is able to be paid, and find something that you can do by yourself. Because it's hell on these jobs. I'm telling you that right now. You're not going to find people. It's going to make you negative. And once you get in that negative energy, and I know you taught by Christianity not to look at that stuff, not to read that stuff. But guess what? That's how the Most High set the universe up. Everything, even going down to a woman's menstrual cycle, is harmoniously calculated and put in place by the Most High. So you can say what you want about a thing that we call horoscopes. Horoscope is the counterfeit. But the Most High, back in ancient days, that's how he communicated with people, is by the sky, by doing things in the sky. The sky was almost like his writing pad. But now you got pastors just breaking everything off except for what they say on Sunday morning. And that's why people can't change the world. And that's why people can't get themselves, getting their own conscience and their own mind in order. So you got people who've been going to church for years, giving money to churches for years, but yet they can't tell that person that's been living with them that they're not married to, look, if we're going to, you know, we're going to do this thing right, then we need to get married or go our separate ways, or you need to move out. We don't need to be having sex. See, most Christians ain't going to do that. Most Muslims ain't going to do that. Most people who claim to believe in creator, in a creator, or they try to say that their spin is the one without research, just pass down words. They're not going to do that. What they're going to do is everything that comes to their mind and then try to pray about it. Then try to pray about it. That's how they do. But people who really save, they're going to be able to change those things one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. Their whole life is going to be changing. Changing, changing, changing. But the problem is, like you said, not everybody that said to me, Master, Master, shall inherit the kingdom. But the one who does the will of his Father shall inherit the kingdom. How many people is that? Most people you don't even know nothing about. They you see them in these grocery stores, and they try to fake spiritual. Yeah, got this, got that. But they ain't witnessing to nobody. Ain't trying to pull nobody else out of the potential fire. True faith is what we do. True faith is who God, who the Most High says that we are. If he says that we are his, then we have true faith. Oh, I'm a Christian. Let me tell you something. I've been a minister. I'm an ordained minister by a Christian pastor. I know what go on in these churches. That don't mean nothing. I just wanted to talk to y'all a little bit. I'm going to close with that. Thanks for listening. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. And keep tuning in to more broadcasts. Subscribe to my blog talk so you'll know every time that I do a broadcast. Thanks for listening.